You know, if only I had gone to rock school, maybe my drumming would sound a little more like this. Yeah, I'm probably not going to win a Grammy anytime soon, like the Flaming Lips. But members of that band are hoping they can teach some aspiring musicians how to become full-fledged rock stars like they are. The name is Yoshima. She's a black belt in karate. The band's manager has launched a new School of Rock, and this is not a Jack Black joke. Students who start classes on Monday will be on their way to earning an actual college degree. And here to talk to us about this Academy of Contemporary Music are Stephen Drozd and Scott Booker. Drozd plays guitar for the band The Flaming Lips, who we were hearing right there, and Booker manages the band, and they're joining us from Oklahoma City, where I understand the school is based. Welcome to both of you.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. So what'd you guys think of my drumming?
Actually, I thought it sounded pretty good.
Well, he would, but I would say you need to come to my school.
Or learn how to program a drum machine, one of the two. So.
Well, Stephen, you're going to be teaching a master class at this new academy. Will you give me some tips, some basics?
Go. Like the,
here I go. Okay.
Wait, let me see if I can count you in. That's a start right there.
Oh, count me in. Yeah, try counting me in. No, show me how to do that.
And if you can't, then we'll know strike one right there. Okay, one, two, three, four. showing promise with the funk, but a little herky-jerky.
So like a B, C?
I would go with C.
C, okay.
You keep working on that, yeah.
I'll try. Scott Booker, could I have gotten into this academy? I mean, what does it actually take? What are the admission standards?
Well, it depends. There's two paths, and there'll eventually be three. The first path is performance, and there's guitar, bass, drums, and vocals.
So you do have to actually send in some tapes or...
Exactly. You send in a demo. We hope it's you playing. I never considered that, and one of the teachers the other day was like, what if it's not them playing?
Verify.
The demo?
Make sure that's actually them.
Exactly. Well, we'll find out on Monday, I'm sure.
That's interesting.
And on the production path, you send in something that you've recorded, and it could have been on GarageBand or whatever. We just want to make sure you understand some fundamentals so everyone's at a certain level right at the beginning.
So you're looking for some sort of level playing field, but I mean different backgrounds, different interests, or is there a certain sort of mold you want in that classroom?
You know, the idea behind this program is really as much about business and the idea of learning how the industry works while you're learning to play better. We are leaning very much towards rock because the majority of the kids that are coming this first semester are into rock. So this first semester, they'll be learning songs by The Who and The Flaming Lips and The Strokes and Spoon. We got The Eagles, so we have a little bit of country rock in there. Take it easy, take it easy.
Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
And there's theory. I mean, this is a degreed program, so not only are you taking general ed, but you're also taking oral skills and music theory and those things that anyone that's getting a music degree has to take.
And is the program accredited? I mean, it's actually part of the
absolutely,
the curriculum.
Yeah. We're part of the University of Central Oklahoma. And I felt like this was important.
So. Stephen, you're sort of living the dream, of many wannabe rockers. But it was sort of a fantasy coming true. Did you have any real classroom training? And why, if not, why would you say it's necessary?
Well, I think my big advantage was having a little bit of education, enough to, you know, I learned some piano and I based everything on that. I thought about going to school because I got a couple of scholarship offers through band and stuff. But then the idea of just straight college didn't appeal to me.
I've had several kids get their GED so they could quit high school early to come here. And their parents came to me and were like, I was afraid that maybe you would have just dropped out of school.
Have you had some skepticism? I mean, are there parents out there who were saying, I'm not sending my kids to college to rock out?
I think more the grandparents than the parents, to be honest. But we've also been very clear that you're not coming here and we're promising you to become a rock star. Because just like anything, there's a great deal of luck involved.
Stephen Drozd, you're a guitarist. Is there a song, you know, on your mind that you can point to and say, you kind of need some training to do that? You know, you could learn about riffs or sort of the feel of music.
Well, Stairway
that really
to Heaven.
Help you get there.
You could start with Stairway to Heaven right there. So, I mean, such an obvious choice, but that requires some actual real skill, and it's got all kinds of different styles in it. there's the, you know, the acoustic intro. And then you, as you go through the song, it sort of slowly builds, and you've got, there's different sorts of chords that are just quintessential classic rock chording, you know, which would be very helpful to learn. By the end, you're doing the heavy sort of riff rock, and you've got that crazy guitar solo, which I think still is one of the best guitar solos of all time.
Before I let you guys go, I'm sitting, as I said, at a drum set, and you know, dreaming myself about one day being a rock star. I'll put you on the spot. Is there a Flaming Lips song that sort of is on your mind as should be part of your school?
Before I say anything, I bet Scott already has an agenda with that. What is it, Scott?
Scott,
well,
Booker,
my agenda is that since Do You Realize is the state rock song, it is definitely on the curriculum.
Do you?
David.
Yes.
Are you messing with me?
I was just playing some more, you know. Stephen Drozd is the guitarist for the Flaming Lips, and he will be teaching a master class at the new Academy of Contemporary Music. And Scott
yes.
Booker is the band's manager and also CEO of the school. Thank you guys both for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, yeah.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene. Scott Simon is back behind the drum set next week.